Good afternoon. Well, I will change the scale of the analysis. I will come to some agricultural measurements. Well, in Argentina, this is the last production. You see here, we have almost 20 million hectares of soybean production with a good mean yield, but it occupies the whole country. Look at this. This is what is green here is the area that is planted with soybeans, this 20 million hectares. And we can see here the darker green is the area where soybean is most planted. And we can see here in this other here, satellite image, all the red is soybean planted. So we don't have many space for other crops. In this area, the soybean belt, we can call it, we have the 14% of total harvest area of Argentina. What happened here? How the systems are? These systems are mainly as monoculture. We can see here in this figure from 1990 to last year how much of this soybean is planted as a single crop in a year and how much is a double crop. So we see here in the last year we can see that no more than 20% of the area is planted as double crop. We have the environmental condition for this. So in these systems, how time resource is used? We can see here that most of the time the soil is bare without any crop inside. All the systems in Argentina are under no tillage, but we don't have any crop during the season, except for these 5 to 5.5 months where we have the soybean crop. This is the crop system that dominates our system in Argentina, agricultural systems. But how many resources we have to use? This is a cumulative rainfall, the probability from almost more than 4 years, and we can see that we have in average more than 1,000 millimeters that we can use for a crop. Imagine that soybean needs, in a theoretical calculation, 5 to 100 millimeters to produce. And this is the amount of photosynthetically active radiation that we can be available. So we have plenty of resource that is not used when you have a monoculture. And we see that in the period previous to soybean, 30% of the rainfall occurs and 35% of the incident radiation. Therefore, in these agriculture systems, we are not using 35% of the radiation and 30% of the rainfall is not used by anything. So, double crop system is an adequate option for increasing resource efficiency and make this concept of sustainable intensification from the agricultural point of view. So, the question is, which crop system is more suitable for increasing resource use efficiency? We can use winter crops, we can use short season summer crops, I will show you an option of this. We can use legumes that have different energy use efficiency. So the objective of this research was in a study that we quantify water radiation capture and productivity in soybean monoculture as compared with double crop soybeans in different sequences. The experiments were two years, in 2011 and 2012. And these are the different options we test. We have the monoculture here, and we tested two types of wheat, a long season wheat, a short season wheat that differs in planting dates, basically. Barley that can be done before wheat in terms of when you harvest. Pea that you plant later and you harvest earlier. And another option to include a C4 in the sequence that you have to plant it very close to spring, but it's a 90 days, a very short season maize. So these are different options that we can occupy the space and time during the year. During the year, we measure in both crops, on soybean and the previous crop, radiation interception, and we have an autumn proof, and we can make the water consumption to know how much available water was used by the crop. We calculate how much of this radiation and that water was captured, basically using intercepted radiation over all the incident radiation, water capture, summing up all the evapotranspiration, the real consumption of the water over all available water. And using this, we calculate radiation capture, we use a measurement suggested by Cabilli et al. That is radiation productivity, is how much biomass we can produce for megajoule of radiation intercepted, and how much biomass we can produce per millimeter. So how much we can capture and how much biomass we can produce for each of these resource captured. So in the two experiments, look at this, we have in the first year, they were very close to the, 1 year were very close to the average, the second year was a little below the average, and radiation was very close to the average. So we can see that in average we have an average here. What happened? I will begin with the end of the story. How much yield soybean? So this is in white here. We have the most year the soybean yield. This is the monoculture. That in, we can see in average that only barley in both years it has the same and equal when barley was the previous crop same the equal the yield of a monoculture of soybeans. When we included winter crops, that be or short or long season wheat, the year was below the monoculture, but was similar between them. But when we include the short, very short season maize, all yields in soybeans were depleted. We see that this is the very extreme treatment because soybean is planted very, very late in comparison with the other options. When we measure radiation capture both year, we see obviously we expect that when we have another crop during the season, we have more radiation capture in the C4 or all the winter options in both years rather than the monoculture of soybeans. Look at the numbers here. It's more than 40% of total radiation was captured. But when we evaluate and when we evaluate radiation productivity, so how much of this is transformed in biomass, obviously the monoculture is left behind, and options like barley or short season or wheat were the best options in terms of productivity. When we evaluate water capture, and here is different, remember that radiation capture was 40% almost, here in water capture was 60%, and the second year, that was the drier one, it was almost more than 80% of capture we have. So we have a very good strategy here with the preceding crops for capture the water. And what is interesting here is that here the short, the winter short maize had the higher productivity per water, even when we have lower similar radiation and we have very low yield. So here we have high efficiency, but in terms of the analysis of the system, it's not working very well because soybean is not behaving as good as if we have winter crops as preceding crops. Conclusion. Single soybean out-yield double copper soybean when wheat or very short maize was planted before. That was the opposite. But when barley or pea was predecessors, showed yields similar to single soybean. So these two crops may be used as an option from the economic point of view. Because of higher water availability at planting, both crops show a higher availability because both crops can be harvested 15 to 20 years before the other predecessors. Inclusion of winter crops increases water productivity more than radiation productivity. Look at this, that the inclusion of the winter crops here, we have, in average, it might be 122 here, but when we evaluate radiation productivity, this increases only 70%. So we have more impact in water harvest than in radiation harvest or efficiency in this case. But what is interesting here is that when we evaluate the ultra short season maize, these both have higher values than the winter options. However, we know that from the agronomic point of view, even we have more efficiency, this efficiency is not related in an agronomic value because the lower yield of the succeeding soybean. When we evaluate the radiation and water capture here, we see here that we have a 35 increase in water capture when we include any predecessor, and was higher than the 20% increase that we have when we capture radiation. So we have a larger impact on water capture. I think after this that reducing the time to harvest in the predecessor may be crucial for increasing resource use efficiency, just to couple the harvest and the planting of the of soybean, the closer the better. Radiation productivity and water productivity increased almost 2 times when grasses were in the sequence. And here is, short maize increased 22 and 16 over all the, what I told you before, over the winter options. However, soybean planting in this sequence is more risky because of difficulties in having adequate moisture to plant the soybean. Imagine that when we have the winter predecessor, we plant in middle of December and we have plenty of resources to be used. When we plant the ultra short season maize, we go to January and the crop is planted in a very not comfortable environment for the crop. And the soybean is has lower yields. Well, thank you. Any questions?
A few minutes for questions. Fernanda? Do you know which is the of these rotations, which one is the most more beneficial for farmers there? Do you see that the more crop is
the monocrop is the bad one. So I think that any one of the winter options are good for farmers. So a farmer can plant wheat. Wheat is the most planted crop in Argentina. So it's not something that they had to incorporate. Perhaps barley is not as usual or pea is not as usual. I think that if you, in the terms of resource of use efficiency, I think the barley is a good predecessor because you can have the same great seed yield as you have a monocrop, and that is very a good temptation for the farmer. So you have a predecessor, use better the resources, and you have the same yield. I think that P is another option. Actually, I saw you before how a single soybean or double crop soybean was done. If you go to Argentina 20 years ago, 30% was done by with as the predecessor is the typical one. What happened is just since market prices first and ownership of the field. Most than 70% of fields are rented for people who are not living in the field, so they are not feeding the production. So they live in cities or something like this. They only want the rentability, and soybean is the solution.